Hello English Podcast, a podcast for EFL learners and teachers. This is one more episode of the Follow English Podcast. Today is October the 11th, 2016. I'm Marcos Gazana and I'm speaking from Porto Alegre in the south of Brazil. This is episode 125 of the Follow English Podcast. And today I'm going to be speaking about the difference between near and near to. Back in the 90s, when I was teaching at a language school down here in Porto Alegre, this doubt came up in class. One of my students, I don't remember if I corrected the student or maybe she asked me the question, whether she could use near to or not. And back then I didn't know much about this topic, and I simply told her to use near plus the place where she, I don't know, near my house, or and not near to my house. But I didn't know the explanation behind this. So then I looked up in a grammar book and I found a few examples and the explanation. I'm using Michael Swann's Practical English Usage by Oxford University Press. That's the new edition. And I'm going to read a few examples and then make some comments on when you should use the preposition, when you can use the preposition and when you can't use the preposition. Also, I intend to talk a little bit about the comparative form, so nearer, and the superlative form, nearest. So the adjective near can be used like a preposition, with or without to. So I could say, we live near the train station, or I could also say, so near the train station, and I could also say, I came very near to hitting him. So near to hitting him. In this case, notice that to works as a preposition, it's not an infinitive. And then it's not part of the infinitive, so then the next coming verb should be in the ing form. So I came very near to hitting him. So the key thing here is, when should I use near to and when should I use just near? So the explanation is that to is not normally used when we're talking about physical closeness. So physical closeness is the key thing here. So in the first example I gave you, we live near the train station. We're talking about physical closeness, and then we should not use to. I could also say, near my house, there is a very nice restaurant. Or, there is a very nice restaurant near my house. When we are not talking about physical closeness, though, near to is often preferred. For example, I came very near to hitting him, or yet he ran near to exhaustion, meaning that he ran for a long time and probably very fast. So, but I've found some other examples online, and this can become very tricky. So I was looking at the site english.stackexchange.com, and here there is a short, it's like a forum. So there's a question about the difference between near, near to, and nearby. I'm not going to talk about nearby in this episode, but anyway, it's quite interesting to have a look. Here they also say that near can be used to describe proximity in likeness, meaning what? Let me give you one example and then I can talk about that. Her intellect is near his. So here we're not talking about physical closeness, but we're talking about proximity in likeness. So in similarity, in other words. Or another example here is the performance of an Intel i3 is nowhere near an Intel i7. So nowhere near an Intel i7. Near to can be used when we talk about vector of nearness. Some examples here. She became near to him. So in this case, we cannot use near him because it indicates movement, but not necessarily a physical movement. Maybe this is like she became closer as a friend. Maybe that's the meaning. And another example here is she proceeded near to him, meaning she proceeded towards him or even to be near him. But again, she wasn't near him physically. So it can be a bit overlapping if you look at these examples here. But even some of the examples that I see here, they're quite, they would sound bad if I use the other way around, if the examples with near, if I used near to, it would sound like here in this case of proximity and likeness, the example I gave about that example, her intellect is near his. If you say near to his, it would sound as if it's physically near and it's not a... But anyway... Well, moving on, I would just to finish, I would like to make a few comments about the comparative and superlative forms of near. So nearer, and so going back to the Michael Swann's practical English usage, nearer and nearest are generally used with to, though to can be dropped in an informal style. So in normally we would use to, but in more informal language, we can drop it. So examples here, a couple of examples. Come and sit nearer to me. So come and sit nearer to me. Or you could informally, you could say, come and sit nearer me. And finally, who's the girl sitting nearest to the door? Who's the girl sitting nearest to the door? Or... In a more informal language, we could say, who's the girl sitting nearest the door? Anyway, this is a complex issue, but I think the rule of thumb here to remember, if you consider frequency of usage, I think by far the most common use of near is when you talk about physical closeness, when you say near my house or near the parking lot, there is a snack bar, or near the window, there is a cupboard near the window, something like that. And this is by far the most used form of near. But there are cases, as I gave you lots of examples, where you can use near to. And when you use comparative and superlative, it's more common to say nearer to or nearest to. This is a short recap of what I've just talked about. If you want to check out the site I mentioned, let me repeat here the address. It's the web address. It's Stack Exchange. English.stackexchange.com. There is quite an interesting forum here where people can join, and you can ask or answer questions, and you can participate. You can help people learn English. So this is a nice site for you to check out, not only for this question, for this difference here between near and near to, but also for many other tricky differences in the English language. So again, before I finish, I would like to remind you that the website for this podcast is at pods.followenglish.com.br. You can visit the website if you want to leave your email address. You can add it to the email list. In this case, you will get a notification every time there is a new episode out there. You can also subscribe via iTunes, Stitcher, Stitcher Radio, Podomatic, and any other podcatcher that you might be using to reach us. And thanks for listening. I hope you're all learning something, and I'll see you next time. Bye.